This is the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me as always. And now it's time for you to join us if you would like to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call me right now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS, and we'll get you in here to choose a category and answer some questions and maybe win some fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man! All right, you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the old... town.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Hold on a second.
I jumped.
Stop the music.
I jumped the gun, didn't I?
You were not prepared.
No. No.
You were doing a fine job answering the phone calls as quickly as you can.
I was.
You were at high speed mode.
I was.
And then you were doing 90 and a 60, and then we came through here. And
yeah. I know. And I got caught by radar.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, officer.
Yeah, we can edit all this out.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yay! The prize man!
Have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
You know, maybe this was Dan's message to me that we're done with the donuts joke we've been doing for 3 years.
No.
Is it old? Is that what you're telling
me? No.
That we shouldn't do it anymore?
No, we should.
That you hate donuts the size of your head? Is that what you're telling us?
No. I love donuts the size of my head. I love them from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Jokes never get old.
No. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
You know who I was just telling about jokes that never get old? Billy Joe. Do you know that ode to her?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
don't go there.
Go ahead.
Do not go there.
Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card from there. They have two locations and great pizza, by the way. They have one in Florissant and at St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Donuts.
Also.
No, that was pizza.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You might want to pick a pair of tickets. My goodness. To see the Fab
pick
Four.
Pick a peck of peppers?
Yeah,
what?
Pick a peck of pair of tickets to see the Fab Four at the Ultimate Tribute to the Beatles on October 7th. That's at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, they're available at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And we also have a prize for you if you get every question right in what we call the clean sweep.
Yes, and we will give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, now let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge, who's much more well-rehearsed than we are. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Great to be on.
Nice to have you here. As you know, as a Harris Challenge contestant, you get the unique broadcast opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or do your own commercial endorsement if you've arranged some sort of payment for that ahead of time. You can exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain here with a 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
So I'd like to give a shout-out to all my coworkers at Spectrum Brands Pet Home and Garden Division here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. Inside there are the categories that go spinning around, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have Category 2, Sports and Showbiz Week. Or Category 3, The First Name is Lou, but the Last Name is Not, Fest.
Let's try the Lou category.
All right, because Lou Fest is coming up this weekend here in town. Might have a little trouble with the rain tomorrow. We'll see. But we've got 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Lou Brock held the Major League Baseball stolen base record until 1991. Who broke it?
Ricky Henderson.
Correct. Who played the guy who turned into Lou Ferrigno when he got mad in the late 70s TV series The Incredible Hulk?
Lou Ferrigno?
No, who played the guy who turned into Lou Ferrigno?
Oh, Bill Bixby.
Correct. What nickname was given to baseball great Lou Gehrig because he played 2,130 consecutive games?
Pass.
Who did Lou Diamond Phillips star as in the 1987 movie La Bamba?
Pass.
Lou Holtz is the only college football coach to lead 6 different teams to bowl games. Which one won the national championship in 1988 after an undefeated season?
Pass.
Back to the Lou Gehrig question. What was his nickname?
Iron Man.
He was called Iron Man, but he was also called Iron Horse. I'm going to give it to you for the 3 points there. We found two different sources that gave both answers. So you're going to get the 3 points for that, and two for Bill Bixby and one for Ricky Henderson. You did not get Lou Diamond Phillips as Richie Valens in La Bamba, and Lou Holtz coached Notre Dame to the championship after that undefeated season in 1988. So, Paul, you got yourself 6 points. That's the good news. The bad news is that's not enough to win. Instead, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished, and we go into the punishment music files.
So I'm hoping you have something by Bill Shatner for the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
I don't. I have something. We've used William Shatner so much, I didn't want to go back to that well again. Instead, this new Tom Hanks movie, Sully, is out today. I liked it a little bit more than Colin did, and it's going to make a lot of money this weekend. It's directed by Clint Eastwood, and what you may not know is that Clint Eastwood was in a musical, and he actually sang.
Oh.
The musical was called Paint Your Wagon.
Lee Marvin was in that.
Yes, with Lee Marvin. Book and lyrics by Lerner and Lowe, the year 1969. And yes, Clint sang.
Oh.
I talk to the trees, ladies and gentlemen. Clint?
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me.
This is Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
I talk to the stars.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
But they never hear me.
You never heard him sing? Sing before?
The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say.
Okay, Clint.
Wow.
True story.
I think that he sang in the one with the Sandra, whatever, Bronco Billy. Didn't he sing a solo in that or something?
He may have. I don't know. I don't have it.
Man.
I will look for it, though. I'm glad you called, Paul. Thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, guys.
Now let's move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Brad.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I need to get a shout-out to my brother, Todd. You may remember Todd. Do you?
I don't know. Why would I remember Todd?
Well, he challenged me last Friday.
Oh, yes.
On the wave wager.
I do remember that.
And now, I talked to him this afternoon. He seems to remember differently than I do. I thought that he ended on 8 points. And he was trying to tell me 10, but I think I've convinced him that he had 8 points.
We
may have to go back to the tapes.
I think you're correct that it was 8 points. He just barely qualified for prizes. So
I officially accept the challenge.
Uh-huh.
And if I score more than 8 points, he will be taking me to the lunch of my choice next week.
Wow. Of course, you know, it's not really the Todd challenge that matters. It's the Harris challenge that you have to do well on here. So which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Sports and Showbiz Week, or our new third category, On This Day?
Are any of those multiple choice?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened on this day, and I haven't been paying attention. What was the other one?
Sports and Showbiz Week. You know, Todd didn't take that long to answer the easiest question of the day.
I'm stalling.
Yeah, I know.
Owe him lunch.
Pick one, Brad, or I got to go to somebody else.
Let's go with, have you been listening?
Okay. Have you been paying attention?
That one, too.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening to the option.
that's a funny thing. Have you been listening? No, not really. All right.
I told you that before.
The category is, have you been paying attention, Brad? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Asian country that the U.S. once bombed did Barack Obama become the first sitting American president to visit this week? Which major bank was fined $185 this week after investigations revealed employees had opened up millions of checking and credit card accounts without the permission of their customers?
A Bank of America.
Wells Fargo. Isabel Dunoir died this week. She's famous because she was the first person to be recipient of a transplant of what body part? Lungs, hand, or face?
Face.
Correct. Which country's president apologized this week after calling President Obama the son of a whore?
North Korea.
Philippines. Which country tested a nuclear device yesterday that sent shockwaves around the world?
North Korea.
That's North Korea. One-pointer. Which Asian country did Barack Obama become the first sitting American president to visit this week?
China.
Richard Nixon was the first to go to China in 1972. Barack Obama was the first to go to Laos, which we bombed during the Vietnam War.
Oh, man.
Brad?
Brad.
Brad. Not good, is it?
You got the North Korea question for five, and you got the Isabel Dinoir question. Well, she had the face transplant, her nose, her lips, and her chin all replaced 11 years ago after she was mauled by her pet Labrador Retriever. But she died this week at the age of 49. That was worth 3 points. So, Brad, you and Todd have tied.
Oh, man. No.
You get to go Dutch.
And don't forget, don't forget to tip your servers.
How long do we have to wait before we can call in again?
60 days.
We'll do that, and we'll do a playoff.
Okay. All right. Good, Brad. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
I'm going to plug myself. It's my happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to sing the rest of the song, though. And I'm not going to ask how old you are.
Thank you.
Laura, here are the category choices. Sports and show... Oh, by the way, what are you doing for your birthday besides the excitement of the Harris Challenge?
I took a half day off and I went out to lunch with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow we are going up to a winery in Grafton. I'm not quite sure what the name of it is, but it's going to be a nice day. I'll be with my family, my kids and everything.
Excellent. Okay, which category would you like? Sports and Showbiz Week, On This Day, or In the Midnight Hour?
I'm going to go with On This Day.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Laura. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which future U.S. president received his license to practice law on this day in 1836?
Lincoln.
Correct. Which broadcast network was created by the Radio Corporation of America on this day in 1926?
Boy, I want to say RCA.
Well, that was the company. What was the network?
NBC.
Correct. Which communist leader and founder of the People's Republic of China died on this day in 1976?
Chairman Mao.
Correct. Which of these did not perform his first solo set at Amnesty International's Secret Policeman's Other Ball in 1981? Was it Sting, Phil Collins, or George Michael?
I'll go with Sting.
No, it was George Michael. Which U.S. president's wife was the first to give birth while first lady? Grover Cleveland, James Polk, or John Adams?
Polk.
You said Polk at the buzzer?
Yes, sir.
The correct answer, from 1893, the first lady was Frances, the daughter was Esther, the president was Grover Cleveland. I'm sorry to tell you, Laura, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then it all fell apart. So you also have 6 points, and that means we have to hear Clint Eastwood sing again. Now, here's what you may not know. Not only did he sing in the musical, Paint Your Wagon, he also sang in the terrific military movie, Kelly's Heroes, which he made the next year. This was a great war movie with Telly Savalas and Don Rickles and Donald Sutherland and Gavin McLeod, Carol O'Connor, Harry Dean Stanton, Stuart Margolin. He doesn't actually sing in the movie, but the theme song to the movie is called Burning Bridges. And yes, it's Clint singing lead on that song. This is because Paint Your Wagon was such a huge musical hit. They said, let's get Clint to sing this one, too.
Oh, boy.
And so here he is.
All trying to warn me, but I held my head up high. All the time they warned me, but I only passed a mile
of my life.
They all tried to tell me, but I guess I didn't care.
Get off my lawn. I think I should point out that I believe it was the next year that he became Dirty Harry and really changed his career for the better. Although, like I said, Kelly's Heroes, great movie. I don't want to hear anything bad about it. I don't want to hear any of that negativity, Moriarty. All right, that's enough. Laura, thanks very much for playing. Have a great birthday weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Whoa, wow. Well.
Kind of threw me a little bit. Our fourth contestant is ready to go. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah, I'll send a shout out to my grandkids.
You have to talk directly into the phone, Dan.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll send a shout out to my grandkids, Landon, Bren, and the newest one, Ryan.
man.
Okay. We have two categories left, Sports and Showbiz Week, or In the Midnight Hour. What'll it be?
I'll go Sports and Showbiz, please.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL quarterback not only took three unpenalized helmet-to-helmet hits last night, but was also caught on camera flossing his teeth on the sideline?
Cam Newton.
Correct. Which one-time Saturday Night Live star, now 72 years old, checked himself back into rehab this week?
Pass.
Angelique Kerber has replaced Serena Williams as the number one ranked female tennis player in the world after 186 weeks. Who was the last number one before Serena? Was it Maria Sharapova, Victoria Azarenka, or Caroline Wozniacki?
Could you say them again, please?
Sharapova, Azarenka, or Wozniacki?
Sharapova.
Azarenka. Which male Fox News Channel personality apologized to sexual harassment victims yesterday for his support of Roger Ailes?
Pass.
Which Major League Baseball team signed Tim Tebow to a minor league contract as an outfielder this week?
The Mets.
That is correct. And who was that? We're going to run out of time here. I was going to ask you, who was that Saturday Night Live star, now 72, who checked himself back in rehab this week? That was Chevy Chase. He's got a real alcohol problem.
Oh, wow.
And the Fox News Channel who apologized was Geraldo Rivera. So, Dan, you got one for Cam Newton and five for the New York Mets. We have now three contestants who have been stuck at the number six.
Man.
Which is not a winning number. It's a punishment number.
No.
Before the punishment, Clint Eastwood did another movie, Every Which Way But Loose. Mm-hmm. He sang a duet with Ray Charles. It's called Barroom Buddies. It actually went up the charts, but it was Ray Charles mostly.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Oh.
I don't have that, but I do have more from Clint in Paint Your Wagon. It's not okay. A Talk to the Trees. We've already heard that. No,
yeah,
this one's
course.
Called Gold Fever.
Piano going,
yeah,
there.
The old-time saloon piano.
Oh, yeah.
Always sounded like this.
I would give the world to see how I used to be when I had no axe to grind except for chopping wood.
Yeah.
Day was day and night was night. Wrong was never.
Good stuff.
Didn't matter where I went as much as where I stood.
That's driving fast music, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it is.
I had dreams.
You know, you never hear of a high school production of Paint Your Wagon.
No.
Now we know why.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
All right.
Dan, have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing. Let's go to our final contestant today. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself and plug something.
Go Irish, and I'm driving in a car with a spider. So can anyone tell me how long spiders live without feeding?
You're driving in a car with a spider?
Yep, I saw a spider crawl across the floorboard, and by the time I get home, I'm not going to be sure where it's at.
I hate that. They go down in, like, the dashboard, they go back to wherever their hiding spot is.
You know, it's probably somewhere just laying eggs. Probably a female spider, and when you come out tomorrow morning to go to your car, there'll probably be 300 or 400 of them. I wouldn't worry about
it. Spray.
That'd be great. It'd be the brown recluse. That'd be even better.
Wow. All right, Mark, we have one category left. It's called In the Midnight Hour. The word midnight will appear in all of the answers. And since we've had three Clint Eastwood punishments today, I got to ask you, do you feel lucky, punk?
I do, and I hope it's something from Gran Torino if I'm wrong.
Well, let's see. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did John Voight co-star with Dustin Hoffman?
Midnight Cowboy.
Correct. In what movie was Brad Davis tortured in a Turkish prison? Remember, midnight is in the answer.
Yep, keep going.
What 1970s late night music show was hosted by Wolfman Jack?
Pass.
What Eric Clapton song became a commercial for Michelob beer? Clint, stand by.
Yeah.
Here's your five-pointer. What 1988 movie starred Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin?
Oh, that's... I just watched the other day.
Take a guess.
I think it's Midnight something.
Yeah,
I know. It's not Midnight in the Garden of Evil.
No.
I think what it is.
let me ask the judges, can we accept, oh, I just watched it the other day?
No.
No, we can't. We needed Midnight Run as the answer there. After Midnight was the Clapton song. The Midnight Special was the Wolfman Jack TV show.
Oh, yeah, I knew the guy, but I was born in 1980, a little before my time.
And Midnight Express was the movie that starred Brad Davis as an American tortured in a Turkish prison. I think that movie single-handedly cut down on drug trafficking for probably a year or two.
And that is a
never
true story.
Never heard of it. Well, yeah. Come out.
That is based on a true story.
Midnight Express, you should check that out. An excellent movie.
Yeah.
And wait, scary.
Mark, you got yourself 1 point for Midnight Cowboy.
Yep.
That's our lowest score of the day. You know what? I feel like going back to paint your wagon.
What did what year did Midnight Express come out? Was it in the 90s?
Yeah, I will look at it while Clint punishes you.
I can see us on April 9th. Looking out across a rolling farm. Having supper in the candlelight.
Is he talking about the tree here or a woman?
I don't know.
He's talking to the tree.
Yes, he is.
But not necessarily about the tree.
No. Pass the day, thinking mainly how the night would be. Then I'll try to find the words to say. All the things you mean to me.
Okay.
All right, I'm good.
I forgot the harmonica solo. It was brilliant. Midnight Express, 1978.
Wow.
Yeah. Before my time.
All right, Mark. I'm sorry you didn't win, but quadruple punishment day on the Harris Challenge today, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll give it a shot next Friday, just like we do every Friday, right around 5:15. Here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And by the way, you can also check out the archives and play Harris challenges you may have missed for months. They're all on there on my website, harrisonline.com.